Well, in the book, you explore the relationship between black religion, as you call it in the title, and political activism, including the civil rights movement. There's been an assumption among many that the church and politics have always been kind of intertwined, but you reveal that that hasn't been the case.
The church and politics have been thought to be intertwined, but in fact, what one sees if you look back in history is that there's always been a great deal of debate and controversy and argument, both within the church and outside of black churches, about what the public responsibility or the political role of churches ought to be, and a great deal of diversity in terms of the way that people answer that question.
And another long-held assumption, I think, is the idea of the black church, but there are many churches with different political and intellectual leanings, aren't there?
There are, and not to mention denominational differences and theological differences. I'd say regional differences, you know, as well. And all of these, in turn, then affect the way that African American churches interpret or think about a variety of political issues.
Who are some of the historical figures that you study in the book?
Well, I start the book by looking at those black scholars who pioneered the field of African-American religious history. And they include popular figures like W.B. Du Bois and Carter G. Woodson and Benjamin Mays, who were people who also had very prominent public positions in addition to being PhD-trained scholars. And I then bring the story forward and try to look at the ideas about black churches and politics that were held by people who did not have access to formal education in that way, but who were very, very involved in some of these same questions. And that then gets me to folks like Mary McLeod Bethune, a very well-known, perhaps the most well-known black public figure, female figure of the early part of the 20th century, Nannie Helen Burroughs, and then moving into the civil rights movement, much more prominent names, John Lewis and Stokely Carmichael and others, who also had very strong views on the relationship between African American religion and politics. And I think finally, at the end of the book, seeing how this played out actually in the 2008 election with the controversies that erupted between then-Senator Obama and Reverend Jeremiah Wright, his pastor.
What was your reaction upon learning that you will be receiving the Grawemeyer Prize?
Well, I was very surprised and very pleased. It is, to me, I felt that it was a recognition of the power of the history that I had been trying to preserve and to write about in the book. And so I think my first thought was a sort of a vindication of the importance of the lives and the work of the people that I had studied and written about. And so in some way, I feel the prize honors them and honors their work and their lives and their thoughtfulness on these issues.
Dr. Barbara Savage is professor of history and American social thought at the University of Pennsylvania and the recipient of the Grawemeyer Prize for Religion for Your Spirits Walk Beside Us, The Politics of Black Religion. Dr. Savage, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.